The Traveler's Journal, the 4th of July, observing Independence Day at Gettysburg. This week in 1863, an epic three-day battle changed the course of the Civil War and the nation's history. Almost as soon as the smoke over Gettysburg had cleared, visitors, including Abraham Lincoln, began visiting the silent green fields of south-central Pennsylvania. Even today, it's hard to visit Gettysburg's battlefields and not be moved by the tragic events of so long ago. Commercial enterprises have always been eager to help visitors recall the battle. In recent years, controversy has raged regarding how this monument should best serve the many millions who now visit it each year. The inexpensive offerings of the National Park Service provide lots of substance and little glitz. For orientation, visit the National Military Park Visitor Center. Pick up a map for self-guided car or bike tours of the battlefield, or sign up for a ranger-led excursion. Gettysburg National Park is open year-round, but this week, the traffic on Pennsylvania Route 15 has been fierce as reenactors have gathered to observe the anniversary of the battle. This weekend, the 83rd Pennsylvania Infantry will stage a living encampment. While in the area, also visit the National Civil War Museum nearby Harrisburg. Finally, the Gettysburg Expedition Guide, a new CD-ROM package from a company called Travel Brains, provides a superb orientation. All will help visitors grasp the cause for which those who struggled here gave the last full measure of devotion, that this government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from the earth. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.